Here in Washington, though it is in recess, the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump has begun. It's only the third time in American history that such an event is taking place. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the president has added a trio of heavyweight attorneys to his defense team. Ken Starr and Robert Ray, who both investigated President Bill Clinton before his impeachment, and longtime Trump defender Alan Dershowitz. There was heated anti-American language today from Iran. In his first Friday sermon in 8 years, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said President Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. He said the mass funerals for Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month, show that the Iranian people support the Islamic Republic despite its recent trials. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran now is enriching more uranium than it did before it agreed to a nuclear deal with five world powers in 2015. This as Tehran gradually scales back its treaty commitments. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. After first claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the Pentagon now says there were in fact several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Military Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. airstrike killing of General Soleimani. The governments of countries that lost citizens when Iran accidentally shot down a Ukrainian airliner are demanding that Tehran accept full responsibility for the tragedy and pay compensation to victims' families. We get a report from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Iran says it is sending a representative to Ukraine next week to discuss its investigation into the airliner tragedy and said Ukraine would eventually gain access to the plane's black box recorders. South Korea today pushed back on comments by U.S. Ambassador Harry Harris, who says Seoul needs to consult with Washington about resuming individual tourism to North Korea. Harris said yesterday South Korea should run the plan through a joint working group to avoid a misunderstanding later, which he said could trigger sanctions. South Korea's presidential office called those remarks very inappropriate. And while stressing that Seoul continues to coordinate with Washington, the statement went on to say that the issue of inter-Korean cooperation is a matter for South Korea to decide. An official with Seoul's unification ministry says the country's policy regarding North Korea, quote, falls under our sovereignty. In the Southeast African nation of Malawi, people are protesting in the streets over the alleged bribery of judges overseeing a legal challenge to last year's re-election of President Peter Mutharika. Thousands rallied Thursday in three cities after the country's chief justice charged that the five jurists had been offered payoffs. Opposition leaders say last May's voting was marked by fraud when Mutharika narrowly defeated opposition leader Lazarus Chakwera. His supporters have dubbed him the people's president. Ukraine's prime minister offered his resignation today after the leak of an audio recording in which he was heard making disparaging comments about President Volodymyr Zelensky's understanding of the economy. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's VOA.